They will see in Bakersfield, San Jose. We'll see in Buffalo, Toledo, Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for those tickets. So here, let me just, this last bit of scandal surrounding Mark Carney. Well, first of all, he vows to allow minors to undergo sex changes if he wins on April 2nd. What in the hell is going on with... I thought we had... Like, in the United States, it took a while, but everybody realized that it was just the media who felt this way, and really extreme leftists, but that most people are sane, and they're against this kind... you can't get a tattoo in California until you're 18, but you could get... You're going to get a sex change?
You can't put a tattoo on your breast, but you can cut your breasts off. Go make that make sense.
Yeah, so... They're still pushing this up there? Is that some kind of winning argument politically in Canada?
I would before I comment too harshly on Carney, I would want to see exactly what he said. But no, they are the party of abject degeneracy and, you know, sterilizing children in the name of listening to the children, letting men compete in women's sports and boys compete in girls' sports in the name of tolerance and acceptance. They are. Well, first of all, you know, Mark Carney's daughter also is something of a trans rights activist.
No, I didn't know that.
His daughter actually went to, when they moved to the UK in 2013 for him to be the to become the governor of the Bank of England, his daughter, coincidentally enough, started going to the Tavistock Clinic. Not necessarily the Tavistock Gender Clinic, but the Tavistock Clinic for whatever therapy she was going through. This is in 2013. So he goes, he moves to England, lives within close proximity, or moves in within close proximity of the Tavistock Clinic. His daughter ends up going. She wrote some essay in 2020. I might be off on the date, about TERFs, trans exclusionary radical feminists and trans kids. Writes some activist essay. Shortly after that, you know, there's that famous photo of him with Ghislaine Maxwell, which he explained away as them being randomly at some...
Oh, you mean this picture here?
Yeah, that one. So, but just put this, you can connect these dots as you want. This is a, you know, we don't come to too many conclusions like based on a photo. You know, Trump is seen with Epstein right. as well in photos. But this is in 2013-ish. They move to England. The daughter goes to the Tavistock Clinic. He's seen with Ghislaine Maxwell. A year later, he's having some private event dinner with Prince Andrew after everyone knows what went down. This is the milieu that he hangs out with. Is Pierre talking about it? It's nuts. But they're still. I have no doubt they're pushing this trans madness in Canada. People, by and large, are absolutely fed up with it. But yet, big problem, Jimmy. I don't know if you know this either, but the Conservatives voted unanimously in favor of the conversion therapy ban, which is now law in Canada, which prohibits specialists, experts, parents, teachers from talking a kid out of being trans, but they can talk them into being trans. So. This is why I say, like, you know, Canadian conservatives, they're liberal light, but that might still be too friendly. They voted unanimously in support of the conversion therapy ban in Canada. How are they going to come out now and take a position adverse to trans rights and trans activism? They put themselves in a hard spot, but the liberals sure as hell are leading the charge on this insanity.
So he was actually, I think this is Carney's wife here.
Yep.
And they, can you take Fever off for a second off this? The accusation is that they're friends, right? So Ghislaine and Carney's wife were palsy. And so he was, I just want to show you this. This is fun. He got heckled recently, and let's listen to see if we can hear the heckle. All right, can you crank it up so we can hear it? How many kids did you molest on Jeffrey Epstein's island? Here, let's listen. Here we go. So he doesn't answer the question, actually. I would like to know what that number is.
And for anybody wondering what he's saying, I made the joke that it sounds like he's ushering satanic mantras. He was on the verge of saying, il y aura, which means there will be something. But then he goes, honnêtement, which is honestly in French. So like, oh my goodness, this is honnêtement, honestly. And then goes back to what he was saying. No, but the evidence is not strong that he was actively involved or that he went to Epstein's Island. His name is not in the roster as of now, at least as far as we know. But no, the whole thing is these are globalists, WEF people, who all operate within the same orbit. So, you know, I made a joke that it's a satanic mantra, that it doesn't sound like he's speaking French, and this guy's going to govern the country where, you know, French is the one of the official languages. But people were joking, like, he's a Satanist by virtue of being in the WEF globalist club. So you might have been right for the wrong reasons, Viva, although I was just joking. But no, this is him.
So now, did you officially, is your residence in Florida now? Do you live in Florida?
My residence is in Florida, but I am still a Canadian citizen. So, you know, when people tell me, Viva, shut your mouth, you left. First of all, I had a wonderful opportunity with Rumble that anyone would be stupid not to accept in the ordinary run of things. Given where Canada's going, it would have basically become illegal to do the type of commentary that I do in Canada, or at the very least, they'll just algorithmically suppress it. I have broken residence with Canada, and I'm now in Florida, and I do hope it becomes a long-term life thing, because, you know, it's hot as hell in the summer. It's flat. You can't swim in the water, not only because of the alligators, but because of the bacteria. But freedom is a beautiful thing. And having stepped out of the asylum, every time I go back to Canada, people don't understand the asylum that they live in. They don't understand the own... There's a French psychological concept called folie à deux, which means people go crazy in pairs. So like a husband and a wife who are totally isolated from the world, they're going to go crazy together because they bounce off their crazy ideas. There's no grounding in reality. And they get crazier and crazier together. Folie à deux. I'm creating a term called folie nationale. There's a national folly going on in Canada where they don't have any outside voices to say, this isn't normal. You shouldn't be wearing masks. You shouldn't allow people to do drugs in public. You shouldn't have drag. I mean, whatever the pushback is in America via the Rogans, the Jimmy, you know, the Tim Pools, whatever pushback you have in America does not exist by any realm of the same proportion in Canada. And so the whole country's going crazy together to the point where conservatives say, yeah, he has to do this to get elected. But trust us, when the conservatives get elected, they'll pass more laws like the gender the conversion therapy ban. So, you know, trust the plan. Well, it's fully national.
I love Florida. I always love when I'm there, and I always have. I think I just love the weather, and the people are also very nice. Which part are you in? Miami?
I am in the Boca area.
Oh, Boca. Sure. We played the Boca Black Box Theater last time.
Oh, yeah. You see, that's around the corner. It's a great place. But it's all amazing. I'd say the quality of the drivers in Florida, for whatever the reason, are subpar.
Yes.
And it's because of the young, reckless drivers and the old, let's call them the old snowbirds, who can't see over the steering wheel.
Yes.
So, you don't bike on the roads, but it's a beautiful place. And you're right. People are happy. Like, it's just that everybody's smiling. I do think there's a physiological reason that vitamin D and sunlight,
yes,
will change a group of people, which is why I also think, like, there's some seasonal depression that I think defines, or at least, you know, shapes the political landscape in Canada. When you don't even understand it, don't appreciate it, and then decide to boycott Florida and orange juice, you know, you're depleting your body of natural goodness that makes you a happy person. So I think that's sort of might explain what's going on in Canada. But Florida's beautiful. The spirit here is beautiful. I will take a risky freedom over a guaranteed prison cell any day of the week, even if they feed me and tell me I'm going to live longer. You know, you take your chances with life, and you don't take your chances with the government thinking they know how to, you know, govern you and rule your life.
Well, we'll be up in Canada. We're going to be in Montreal. We'll be in Toronto. We'll be in Ottawa. That's in June, first week of June, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good. I mean,
May 30th.
Have 30th, you ever been there?
No, I've been to Toronto for sure. Yeah, we're very popular in Toronto. We already sold out one show, got another show at the Royal Theater. And but I've never been to Ottawa. It was our first time to Ottawa. And I've been to Montreal for the Just for Last Festival a couple times.
All right, well, you'll be able to compare Montreal now to the last time you were there. It's not the same city. It's depressing to step foot into, but you'll see Ottawa, and you'll appreciate when you look at the videos of when I was in Ottawa and you walk the streets at night. It was clean. The homeless were actually being fed. The sidewalks were actually being shoveled. The city was actually safer than it's ever been before. You'll go there and you'll tell me if you think you feel comfortable walking out and visiting Parliament Hill at night. I guarantee you, your answer is going to be no.
Really? Okay. Wow. So, well, at least you haven't been debanked.
It was a legit concern. I was on the list that was doxed for the Give, Send, Go. You know, when there was the
yes.
hack. And I just happened to not give a sweet bugger-all, and it made no difference. You know, I had already publicly announced that I gave $1,000 to the truckers protest after GoFundMe, Go F me, as I say, yeah. canceled my initial donation and refunded it to me, or after they tried to steal it. But I was on that list, and I'm fortunate that I don't have a boss who can fire me if they don't like what I say. So it's sort of like it's good fortune and it's an obligation to tell the people who need to be told to go F themselves to go F themselves. But I didn't get debanked.
Well, you know, have you heard about Megan Murphy? You know who Megan Murphy is?
Yep.
So she just wrote a Substack about her. She got debanked. She just found out she declared her candidacy for Parliament as a People's Party candidate. And the next day, she goes to the bank and she's debanked.
I'm gonna have to get her on the channel. I didn't know the name associated with it. It's insanity. I mean, I've been. I don't know if you know who Jeremy McKenzie is from Diagonalon. No. You know, Tamara, all of the truckers and all of those who had charges at some point had their bank accounts frozen. Jeremy McKenzie debanked. I mean, it's like they try to kill you with the process or try to make you snap with the process so that you lash out violently. And then they get to say, look at what an animal he was all along. But I said everyone should pull every dollar they have out of Canada, because if you cannot trust the government to not freeze your bank accounts, it's no better than China. So I won't do business in China. I won't visit China. But for the fact that I'm Canadian, I wouldn't visit Canada. I mean, I know Rogan says he won't go do a UFC event in Montreal because he won't go to Canada. But from a business perspective, if you can't trust the government not to arbitrarily, capriciously, and politically motivated freeze your bank accounts, it's not a country you can trust.
Okay. Well, there's lots of great people in Canada. That's why I go there.
But that is the problem. There are. And they are suffering. You know, the joke being, going right back to the beginning of this segment, like, I thought people were polite up in Canada. So did I. Until my neighbor started, you know, calling the cops because we were having outdoor play dates and we weren't keeping social distance.
God.
It's like people mistaken politeness with compliance and with subservience. And yeah. subservient people, they're very polite until people stop being subservient. Yeah. And both that goes from the rulers and from the compliance. When someone is subservient and complies, they get very angry with someone else who is not subservient
yes.
and doesn't comply. And it's a very thinly veiled so-called politeness that quickly turns into domination and ratting out your neighbors during a pandemic. I'll put that in quotes. And I've realized yeah. that's sort of what defines the Canadian zeitgeist: subservience and deference to authority, which quickly turns into aggression and tyranny when other people have the audacity of saying no, enough is enough.
Viva Fry, everybody check out his Rumble channel. Nice to always converse with you, a man of principle and insight. I appreciate you making time for our show, and hopefully we'll see you next time we're in Boca.
Absolutely. 1,000%. You'll come over for a barbecue. I make a damn good barbecue.
Okay, we'll love to. We'll definitely love to. All right, thanks, Viva. Hey, we'll see you in Bakersfield, San Jose. We'll see you in Buffalo, Toledo, Montreal, Toronto, Ottawa. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for those tickets.